Welcome back to Play It Loud. I'm Rich.
I'm Ryan.
Had kind of an interesting morning this morning. We did our first, what do you call it, a commercial? Would you call it a spot? Would you call it a bit? Would you call it a video? What would you call it for?
I'd probably call it a bit.
A bit. So
that's what the kids are calling
it. We don't
it.
Do many videos. We don't do many still photos for ourselves. We'll do more like videos of concerts that we go to and other things, and we'll put stuff on Facebook or Instagram or TikTok for the most part. And apparently Reels is a big deal now, so we'll start doing Reels. But we did three bits, if you will, videos to promote the podcast. And how do you think they went?
I think they went pretty well. You had to wear your goddamn sunglasses.
The glasses bit was pretty good, though. Because I told you when I got them, I'm like, I think I'm going to wear these in the studio. And you're like, it's not fucking sunny in here, dude.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, but this is a rock podcast. We kind of have to feel like the guys that we're talking about because they wear sunglasses.
All the time.
Bono
still wears those cherry and
blue
ones.
Not on stage, but when they're off stage, they wear them. Right.
Which what do you think that's for? Do you think it's because they don't want to see people, or they don't want people to see them tired?
Yeah, they don't want to see how fucking tired they are.
They don't want.
When I took off my glasses, I looked fucking tired.
That's fair. I'm saying,
but it also is the morning.
Well,
again, so we're doing this in the morning. We usually do this later in the day or evening, and we're wide awake at that point.
I have to assume not only is it they, you know, you don't want to see what my eyes are looking at as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I'm like bored with the conversation and I want to be looking around, or I want to look at my manager and I want to give the old head
fuck out of here.
Yeah, we gotta go.
Right.
Nobody, the casual fan's not gonna know. So sunglasses.
Yeah. So I think they went well. So yeah. If you're a normal listener to Play It Loud, just watch for them on TikTok. Look, well, you probably have seen them because you've probably followed us on Instagram and you've probably followed us on TikTok and you probably follow our videos. So you've already seen them. But for those new listeners, check us out. For those who are new to the program, we typically do first three and then we do happy hour. But again, since we're here so early in the morning, I have got water with a little bit of Mio in it. And you've got
some coffee.
You've got some coffee. And so we're not doing liquor this morning. So no happy hour at 9 in the morning.
You know, it's the end of the year. We're going to be doing our holiday parties coming up.
Can you believe we've been doing this for a year?
When we
started this a year ago, would you have thought that
we would have made it all the way?
Correct.
No. No.
Yeah, you thought by June we were going to fizzle out. And you'd be like, what the fuck did I just wait 6 months for?
Well, you know, it's been fun, though. Being in the studio, going through
studios,
some
concerts,
of the
everything.
Concerts, right. Doing
meeting the
interviews. Yeah.
Oh, the meeting the... So you weren't with us. Bree and I went to the Violent, and we got to meet Mike from the Violent, which used to be Red Sun Rising. He's a really nice guy. Really, really, really cool guy. And got a chance to talk to him for a few minutes. And, you know, like when we were at the Forge, and I met Dan Donegan.
Yeah.
Walking up the stairs. I mean, just... We're putting ourselves in positions to be like, oh, I see that guy on stage, and then like he's standing next to me. We're having a conversation. This is kind of surreal. Like, I'm not a celebrity. Oh my gosh, I'm in awe. It's just a surreal thing where I think most people look at celebrities or rock stars, especially actors, whatever, and they're like, wow, if I could just meet that guy, it would make my life. And I'm like, I just want to meet that guy because I just want to find out if he's fucking normal,
right?
Or she,
right?
Right? Like, we went to Skillet. I would have liked to have sat down and talked to them about how they put that show together with Santa Sonia and Theater of a Dead Man, knowing the crowd that was going to come and see them.
Right.
We talked about this in our last podcast. The crowd that was going to come see them, what made you put those three together? Like, what were you guys thinking? You know? And then I get an alert this week that Haley, the drummer from Pop Evil, quit.
Oh.
She's done. She's going to pursue other things. And she's
other bands?
Excellent. I don't know. But
okay.
She just said other opportunities, you know, other challenges, whatever. But then I started listening to some of my Pop Evil stuff. And I was like, would you just like take the concert shirt off?
Yeah.
Forget it. I'm done with this band. No, I you know, she's an amazing drummer.
Yeah.
And I've seen them live and they were amazing. But then it made me think of, well, what if Jen Ledger did that from Skillet? And then I started doing a little more research, and she's got her own TikTok and her own Instagram, and she's put out her own album, and she's done all of those things. And so it's like, okay, that's cool. I respect that. And but I'd like to sit down with those people and just have a conversation like we do on our interviews. We just sit down, we have a conversation. We've gotten to know Jake from Citizen Soldier. I mean, you know, I'll text him back and forth. I mean, he's having a baby any day now if he hasn't already had it.
Oh my, I was just gonna say,
yeah,
I thought
he probably already had it. I'll have to find out, you know, if he's had it. And I'll send him a text, hey, congratulations, that sort of thing. But those are just, you know, some of the cool things that a year ago we weren't even thinking about doing.
No.
And one of the, in the first three, the old, we'll kind of dive into that a little bit, because we met with a band, we interviewed a band earlier this year. One of our first, it was, I think, our second interview, and now they're on Octane. Now, I'm not going to say that we're the reason that they're on Octane, because they were on our podcast, but
Number one podcast, though. Or the best, however you want to look at it.
Just, if you go look at the TikTok, you'll understand what that means. Maybe I should put my glasses. Oh, crap, my glasses. But if you think about it, like, they had mild success,
yeah,
and then now they're on Octane. I'm not saying we're the reason. I'm just saying we might be a small, very small part of it, but it's nice to know that that band is. So we'll get that into that in a second. So let's get into the new, the old, and the unknown. We'll go to the new first. Now, there's a band, you may have heard them on Octane, if you listen to Octane. The band is called Set It Off, and they've done songs like Punching Bag. They are from Tampa, Florida, and they've got a new song out called Parasite. Now, you told me, after you listened to it, what was your thought? Where you said specifically, hey, that's a band that Bree likes that you don't. Now, it's not that I don't like them. It's just she grew up in middle school loving this band.
Hollywood Undead.
Yeah.
Which is wild that you're not as big of a fan. And it's great that Bree is.
Yeah. It's funny. I listened to the lyrics like later on.
Yeah.
You know, she was in middle school and she's kind of like hid it from me. And she's like, oh, I can't let my dad listen to these lyrics.
I did listen to some of the lyrics back then.
And I said, no, you're not listening to this. You're not old. I was trying to be the responsible parent. You're not old enough to listen to this because you don't know what it means. Of course, she still did it anyway, like any teenager would.
Of course.
And now she really loves the band. And we went and saw them and she was, you know, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs because she was just like, I love these guys. So she's seen them at least once or twice now. And Ice Nine Kills is in the same genre of that. Right. And then, but I think the band in the middle, there's a bridge in there where they kind of do a rap thing and it sounds like Eminem. You think it sounds like Hollywood Undead. Either way, it's a pretty good tribute to either band. They've both been around forever. But Set It Off's Parasite is their new single.
I was just going to say, I thought this was a really good follow-up to Punching Bag. Like, I was playing that on 11. Driving.
That's a good song.
And so when you played Parasite for me, I was like, all right, new favorite song. Just going to start listening.
What do you think about bands that, because we made this point in one of the previous podcasts, or maybe it was just you and I talking back and forth. No, it was just you and I talking back and forth. And you said to me something I thought was very interesting. And you said, oh, by the way, we did a couple of Set It Off songs this year. We did Punching Bag. We might have done a different song by them in the interim, but then we did Evil People a few weeks ago because they came out with that one, and now they did Parasite. But you said to me, which I thought was very interesting and kind of an insight into kind of how you think a little bit, is you said, I don't go to a lot of concerts, because you don't. I go to more with Bree, and then you go to the ones you can just because of your job and whatever.
Right.
You said, but maybe I should start going to more because 15, 20 years ago, I went to all these concerts, and now these bands have survived for all these years, and now I'm going to see them and how they've matured over the last 20 years. Maybe I should go see some of the bands that you guys are going to see that are in their early infant stages, so that maybe 20 years from now, those guys have matured and grown and everything else, and it's like, oh, wow, I've seen them since the beginning, which I thought was a very good insight. But yeah, duh.
Well, and I've got to tell you that, you know, when I was going to Shinedown and Three Doors Down and Nickelback in the early 2000s, you want to talk about Bree being cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs on Hollywood Undead. Mm-hmm. I was just entrenched in some of these bands. And for some reason, some of the new bands, I just haven't gotten that same pull. And I don't know if that's because there's such a wide swath of genres, music, artists that are available at my fingertips with Spotify or Apple Music. I'm not sure what that is. Or maybe it's just that part of my life has sunset and I've moved into a different part.
Well, I think it's the former, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And I think we've had this conversation again, either on the pod in a year, right? We've been doing this for a year. We've had a lot of conversations behind the microphone, but we've also had a lot of conversations, just the two of us driving back and forth to concerts or whatnot, or on the phone or whatever. And I've made the point, and I think you've made the point at some point, of we have so much music being thrown at us now by so many different unknown artists because there is so much they don't have to jump through hoops with the record labels anymore.
Right. Right.
Like the record labels used to be like, okay, here's Nickelback and here's the first song and here's the second song. And you can't listen to all this other stuff because we haven't released it yet. So you can't hear it on the radio. Now you can just go on Apple and go, oh, they just released an EP or they're coming up with, and they released one song, but now I can go check out the entire album and I can download that song and I can download that song. I don't have to download the whole thing.
Right.
Or I like that band, but I don't like that band over there, and stop playing that on the radio. Oh, by the way, I don't even have to listen to the radio anymore. I can listen to Sirius or XM. Same thing, Sirius XM.
Sure.
Or I don't have to listen to any of that, and I can just listen to Spotify, and I can have my own playlist. I can put a playlist together. Oh, or I can go to Apple, and I can listen to anything I want or put a playlist together and only listen to the shit.
It's overwhelming. It's overwhelming, I think.
It can be. Right, it can be, certainly. And so there are so many bands out there that are new and unknown and are... I'll give you, for instance, there's a band, and it's coming up. We're doing our year-end review of all the bands that we've listened to for the year. And there is one coming up that I will tell you, I started listening to her a year ago, and she just got onto Octane this year. But she's been doing it for a year on Instagram all the time. Like, hey, I'm a country singer, but I have a rock song, and you should listen to it. And I was like, that's a really good song. And they finally started playing it on Octane. And you're like, oh, okay. But I was there when she started this a year ago.
Right.
And I kind of feel like everybody is now just catching up. Not that we're ahead of the game, but we get so exposed to so much music because we're not in the industry, but we follow the industry so closely and everything that's going on that we see it when it comes out. Excuse me. We see it when it comes out. And so we listen to, and you'll see how much music we actually listen to.
I'm curious what your numbers are.
Hours. I mean, it's insane how many hours of music I've listened to this year. And how many days that translates to?
Well, I was just like, man, I think I got you. But
I think there's more hours that I've listened to that are actually days, the hours of the year, something like that.
I was like, oh man, I got rich. And then, cause I was looking at my numbers and then I'm like, no, pedestrian. I'm pretty sure that you listen to significantly way more.
We're going to do an unknown and then we'll go to the old.
Okay.
Cause the old will kind of flow into what we do for the year wrap up. This is not our last podcast of the year, but we're going to do a concert review next, but it'll be one of the last ones. We're doing this before Christmas, so Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
From Play It Loud, all the people here at Play It Loud, all the people behind the scenes and the people behind the microphones and everybody else that helps us out, and you, the listeners, couldn't do it without you, so.
Thank you very much.
But I will say this. We are, for 2024, we are looking for a title sponsor for next year. So if anybody's interested, anybody knows, we've got a few things
in the works,
but we are looking for somebody who, because we've got a sponsor for our rock news. We did a little bit of rock news to kind of preview it this year. That's our weekly, hey, this is what's going on in the news. And that's Badass Stacks. That's my buddy Brian. He does a great job with Rectech grills. It looks kind of like, if you can picture a semi truck and the stack that comes out that blows out the smoke, it's the same kind of thing for their grills. And their tagline is "Keep that smoke rolling." So
check him out.
Yeah. So jump on there and buy a Badass Stack if you got a Rectech grill. But anyway, so he's got that. But we're looking for a title sponsor for the podcast, and it's not necessarily that. We're not looking necessarily for somebody to come in and bankroll the thing, because we've done it for a year,
right,
on our own. But we would like to do more for the community. And in order to do more, we'd like to have more resources to do that. And we'd like to promote a company that we feel is worthy of us doing that. So send us a message. You can't really call us, but send us a message either on TikTok or Instagram. Let us know your
play
thoughts. At Play It Loud Podcast, and we'll go from there. So that out of the way, the unknown. We did this on the last podcast as an unknown.
Which I was a little hesitant.
I would like to get them on the podcast. They're from Berlin. Mm. So we do a lot of like overseas bands that normally people here in the States wouldn't know of. And that's part of what we do, is we bring awareness to people, because you might say, I cannot tell you how many people I talk to during the week. And I'm like, hey, have you heard of this band? And they're like, no. Have you heard of this band? Yes. Oh, well, they're kind of like that band. Oh, right. I'll check them out. And then they'll send me a message and go, I love them. Yes, because you wouldn't know unless somebody said, hey, listen go to look, this band.
Right.
Right. Or unless you're on Apple and they go, we also suggest you listen to this band. Now, how many people go and do that?
Not many.
People scroll to the bottom and actually go and do
that? They go to their liked songs and they just keep playing them on repeat.
It's the same over and over and over. And
they know they're going to like them. They know they're going to like them. So they go, I don't even want to have to think about it. Just play.
And it's an investment.
Yeah.
When you have 8 or 10 bands that you like on the regular, you listen to them, and that's obvious in our year end.
Yeah.
But I listen to so many more bands. You'll see how many I listen to, and I want to see how many you listen to. But when people go and listen to new bands, they broaden their horizons.
Yeah.
And then they go, oh, I like that about it, or I think it sounds like that band, or this is why I like it, or that's a different sound. I've never heard that before. And so one of those bands is called Off Lights, and I understand, again, last podcast we talked about it, I got wind of them because Chris Adam from Smashing to Pieces did their first release song with them. And then we highlighted Home on our last podcast. And so this week it's called Wide Awake, which is the song right before Home on their EP. You could listen to Back to Life or some of the other songs on that EP. There's 6 of them. But I think this band is probably one that we're going to be listening to in a year or 2 or 3 and go, oh, they're finally taking off because people are starting to listen to them.
Yeah.
Because they're really good. Now, they're not hard rock and they're not, you know, they don't have that grunge rock or whatever. They're a good band.
Yeah.
Good band. They're not pop.
No.
But you could probably say they're somewhere between rock, pop rock, rock, and not, certainly not metal.
Not butt rock.
Not butt rock. We learned about that last podcast too. But they're called Off Lights and the song is Wide Awake. I compared it to Daughtry.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's got a lot in the bridge. It's got a lot of that Daughtry feel to it, which I'm a huge Daughtry fan. I was a huge Daughtry fan back on American Idol.
Still
are. He's got a great voice. A lot of people don't like his voice, which surprises me. I'm like, he's got an amazing voice. How do you not like? I think they're just salty. I don't know.
It's kind of like the whole Nickelback. I don't like Nickelback. It's like, well, they still put out good stuff. It's not like they sound like shit.
And the first question I ask people who say Nickelback sucks, I go, all right, have you ever seen them live?
Yeah.
No. Then you can't say that.
Right.
I mean, you can say that because obviously it's a free country and you have the freedom to do that. But until you've seen a band perform live. Now, by the way, I've seen plenty of bands live that I went, I love them. And then I see them live and I go, ooh.
I don't know if I come back.
Well, or maybe that changes my opinion just slightly because they're better on the record than they are. That shows my age. Yeah. They're better on the recording than live.
Yeah.
So, but some of those, like I've seen some artists where you listen to them live and it's just like the recording, like Rob Thomas.
Yeah.
Ed Kowalczyk from Live. Chad Kroeger to some degree, right? Chad Kroeger before his
vocal
injury.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he was amazing. I would say Smashing to Pieces probably is another one.
I'm telling you, I know we've already talked about this, but when you bring it up, it always reminds me. It's like I was so blown away by what their live performance was that I said I would go see them again. And they're actually one of the top bands we'll get into that I've listened to over this last year.
We're going to see them again.
And as soon as you said, hey, listen, this is the date, I was like, I can make that.
Yeah. You can't make other shit.
No, I can't make that one.
That's the one I'm going to.
I am 100% in on that one. And then, of course, Bree's giving me shit on the side. Oh, you can make this one. You can't make any of the other ones.
Like, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So at end of April, we're going to the Bottom Lounge in Chicago and they're going to be in town. Actually, 3 days later, we go to see Citizen Soldier at Bottom Lounge. Bottom Lounge is one of my favorite places
in
Chicago.
It's a great spot.
It's a great venue. It's not big at all, but they got a great bar. They have good food. And then you go into the concert space and it's just big. And it's an intimate venue, right? You would say it's bigger than Subterranean, certainly.
You know what we got to do? Let's see if we can get the guy from Bottom Lounge on.
Sure. Yeah. Make it happen.
Next time we go. I will.
Let's talk to the talent coordinator about that. Who can't get up at 9 o'clock in the morning to come to a podcast?
God.
Off Lights, Wide Awake.
What I wanted to say about that was I know on the last podcast when we had them as the unknown, I did say they sounded similar to 30 Seconds to Mars. This song specifically, if you were to take one of the slow songs from Linkin Park, take out the electronics,
sure,
that's what it would remind me of.
Yeah. No, that's good. That's good observation. I think that makes sense. And then the old. So this band, I'm just actually going to play this. And then I'm going to play the song as we talk about it, as we get gives us a chance to talk about this band, because I think it's very telling about how we interviewed this band earlier in the year, and they've had some really good success. Yeah. This is off TikTok. This is Jose saying, okay, all this stuff about Never Tell. And they're inspired by Linkin Park, Bring Me the Horizon, and this is their Octane debut. And we continue to outstand new rock bands out there in the world, and here is one of those examples. From Tampa, Never Tell, Everything in My Mind. Originally, this song came out on that same album released a few years ago. But you know what? If you were a little late to the party, but better late than never. That's right. Octane, the first of three. Everything in My Mind from Never Tell. Yeah. So that was that. Those guys were listening to this in their car. That's and really what a feeling, right? Like we talked to Raul, we talked to Jeremy about their influences, and he just mentioned Linkin Park was one of theirs. But when you hear the beginning of this song, you're like, this isn't metal. Then you get to the end, like the middle to the song, and you're like, oh yeah.
You're like, okay. Oh, I get it.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. But I mean, when we listened to these guys for the first time, and you were like, oh, I really like them. And then we met them, and you're like,
nice,
I really like them.
Yeah.
And it's just nice to see guys like Never Tell
succeeding.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, getting their flowers.
I mean, I can't even imagine you're on Octane. I mean, that's like being on, remember the movie, that Tom Hanks movie. You know which one I'm talking about, right? That Thing You Do.
Yeah.
And they hear themselves on the radio for the first time, and they're running through the downtown streets to the appliance store where the drummer's family owns the appliance store.
Yeah.
And they're just running and running and running, and Liv Tyler is just running, and they're like jumping over stuff, and the other car pulls up, and they're just screaming, they're going out of their mind. That's what it's gotta feel like.
It's gotta.
Right?
Well, especially because when you're putting all that music out.
Here's where they get a little hard.
Oh, I like this.
He starts screaming. And then they go back to the regular.
I like them. I think once you, because they're putting out all their own music, right? Whether right. it's TikTok, whether it's YouTube, they're producing it
in their bedroom,
and they're putting it out on Spotify and on Apple, and so it's their own thing. But when you get validation,
huge on TikTok, which is where I found them.
When you get validation from one of the mainstream,
yep.
like Octane, that's got to make you feel good.
Yeah, I just hope that these guys get to the next level, you know.
Because they haven't come up here yet, right? They've only stayed local-ish.
Correct.
Florida, now, Georgia.
They did a show in Florida with Crown the Empire.
Okay.
So, and they were going to do one in Georgia. We were going to go see them, and we were like, ooh, it's Atlanta.
It was an in and out, a full
that's,
flight.
That's tough to do. That's tough to do with the traffic and everything. But they just released a couple songs this year. They released Feed the Machine, which was a really good song, which I think we played.
Yeah.
And Far Away, which is a really good song, and we played it as well. So, congrats, guys.
Congrats.
We support you, obviously, and it was good to see them get onto Octane. So, part of what we're doing today is kind of the year in review. What do we listen to? Like, you know, we tell you, hey, these are the bands that we listen to. These are the bands that we recommend to you guys. These are the biggest bands in the world out there. We talk about them. We go see their concerts, that sort of thing. But what are we in our time? What do we listen to?
I'm going
to
tell you one thing as I watched my year in review. So I'm a Spotify guy, and I know you're Apple guy, so our numbers mm-hmm. are going to be different. Some of the stats that we have may be a little bit tweaked differently. One thing that I did notice is that because of the concerts that we went and saw, I am a big proponent of listening to that band prior.
Exactly what I was going to say.
And so, like, I am looking at my year in review, and it's not as...
it's not what it would normally be.
Not what it normally would be. Because we saw a lot of concerts this year, it was, like, honed in on everybody that we saw. So my tops are a lot of those people.
By the way, when I get to my top, it's going to be ironic. I'm just going to tell you that. It's just going to be ironic.
Okay. Okay.
So how many do you have? Do you have your top 10 or 15?
Top 10. Stand by.
Because I've got top 15. Oh, that's God. The way Apple does it.
It would be great if I had that. I only got top 5.
You only have top 5.
Okay.
Okay. So I'll do my top 50. I'll do my top 15 to 10 or 10, 15 to 6, and then we can do our top 5 together.
Okay. Are you doing top
So I have a top 15.
That's artists or songs?
I'm going to do artists first.
Okay.
Cuz that makes sense to do artists first, right?
I agree.
Okay.
I agree.
So my number, and it gives me how many minutes I've listened.
Yeah, same.
To these artists.
I better go first because I'd want...
Well, you can't go first because I have 15 to 6. You only have top 5.
Oh, that's... Well, no. But I'm saying my minutes because I want everyone to understand. You know, okay. I thought this was a lot of minutes.
Okay, go ahead.
So my minutes were 39,440. That comes out to about 27 days total throughout 365.
You beat me.
What?
Yes, sir. But I probably listen to more podcasts than you do. So I only have 25,000 minutes.
Okay.
Listening. But that's not podcast. That's just songs. So, and that's just on Apple. That's not Spotify.
I bet that
if I combine
Spotify,
the two.
I bet Spotify combines them because there's just no way that you've beat me on total minutes listened.
That you've beat me or I've beat you?
Yeah, there's no way I've beaten you.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, I didn't do Spotify. I just did Apple.
Okay. So tell me what yours were. You said 25,000?
So 25,000 minutes. I listened to 250 artists. How many artists did you listen to? Does it tell you?
What the hell, dude? I've listened to 1,206. So 1,206 artists.
Yeah, you probably listen to a lot of different.
I do.
But you listen to country.
I mean, yeah. So like one of my top fives, like, I mean.
Don't go there yet.
Okay.
Don't go there yet. How many songs did you play? Now, again, this is just Apple.
Yeah, right.
Not Spotify.
2,735. So 2,000.
Wow. I don't have 1,000.
Okay.
Okay. So, Sleep Theory was number 15 for me.
Ooh.
Number 14, Blackstone Cherry.
Okay.
Number 13, Bad Omens. Number 12, Daughtry, which I thought was going to be higher.
I thought it would have been higher.
Yeah. 11, Hands Like Houses. And Hands Like Houses hasn't had anything new until just recently, which was odd. Number 10, Rain City Drive.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Otherwise known as Slaves. Number 9, Nothing More. Thought this was going to be a lot higher. They were number 8 on my list as Nickelback. I thought it was going to be a lot higher. Number 7, A Day to Remember. And number 6, Citizen Soldier.
Okay.
What's your number 5?
Smash Into Pieces.
Wow. Okay. Number 5 is Alter Bridge for me.
Okay. Well, I thought they would have been higher.
Right?
All right. So what do you got for 4?
Smash Into Pieces.
Okay. I got Three Doors Down.
They weren't even in my top 15.
Well, that's how much I listened to them. I went through. So I got into Spotify a little bit later than everybody. I was Apple, and then I switched to Spotify because.
Now, is this total ever, or is this just this year?
This year.
Okay.
Just this year.
I was going to say, this is just this year.
Because what I ended up doing is, not only did we go see Three Doors Down, but also I listened to every album that they had, and I went and starred all the songs that I like.
You're also redoing your house, so you've got a lot of time.
Yeah. Right.
Where I don't have that.
Yeah, I agree.
What's your number 3? You don't even have these guys in your top 25, I bet you.
Guys, I am really sorry, but I've got Morgan Wallen in my is number 3. And wow. Listen.
Hold on. I don't have one of those.
Yeah.
I don't have that sound.
Listen,
effect.
It's country. He was killing it this year. He had some good stuff pop.
Yeah.
I was just, man, my girlfriend likes him.
I have Those Damn Crows.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Obviously.
I'm not surprised that they're in my top 5. I listen to them a lot. And for those who don't know who they are, go fucking listen to
them.
Yeah. Yeah. They're a great. They're so big overseas in the UK and Europe. They're huge and they're so good. What's your number 2?
Nickelback. Again, cuz I went number 8. Yeah. I went back and I ripped through all of the albums again.
Yeah. What do you think my number 2 is?
Daughtry?
Never Tell.
Really?
Yeah.
Not that that's a bad thing.
Almost 1,700 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who's your number 1?
I'm going to have you go first. Because well, I have a story behind it.
You know who my number one is. Shinedown.
Shinedown. Yeah. Shinedown wasn't even in my top 15.
What?
I know. I'm very surprised. Very surprised.
Okay.
So, ironically, the number one band on my list, I was supposed to see them live weeks ago, and I threw out my back.
Oh.
And I'm wearing their shirt today. Bad Wolves was my number one artist for the year of 2023.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, if you go to the songs, it'll prove that out. The new version of Bad Wolves with DL, they have two albums out within the last few years. So I've been listening to that a lot. Now, do you do it by song?
I did it by song, yeah.
Okay. How many do you have, top five?
I just got top five.
Okay, so you I'll do 15? My top 15. All so right. My 15th was the person I was telling you about earlier. Her name is Royal Lynn,
mm-hmm.
and she's got a song called 6 Feet Deep. I've been listening to it for a year.
I do like that song.
It's my 15th most popular song that I've listened to. Those Damn Crows, Man on Fire. Number 13 was Punching Bag by Set It Off. We talked about that earlier.
That would probably be in my top 15.
Bad Friend by Bad Wolves is number 12. Those Damn Crows, Wake Up, number 11. This band wasn't in my top 15, but I'll bet you they're probably in my top 25 if we had to pull it out, was The Word Alive, New Reality.
Oh.
We just saw them the other day. Brie and I just saw them the other day. They're pretty good.
Yeah?
I mean.
Would you go back?
Yeah, I would.
Okay.
Yeah, I would. No, they were good. They were good. Number 9 was I Prevail's Deep End. This one surprised me. I can't believe that this one was in my top 10. Rescue Me by A Day to Remember and Marshmallow. I've apparently listened to that song 51 times.
Wow.
Right.
Well,
that was very surprising.
I think with you and I think you've listened to it about 5 times. Just you and me.
Just you and I. Now, the next one, I really, really, really love this band. And it's more of a pop rock band than it is a rock and metal band. But Nothing But Thieves is one of my favorite bands, which I'm surprised they weren't in my top 15 because I listened to them a lot. But Welcome to the DCC is their new album, off their new album. And it was number 7 on my list. And then number 6 was Those Damn Crows, Lay It All on Me. So what was your top 5?
Well, and so here I'm looking at my top 5 and I see why they're my top 5. And I'll kind of tell you why. Mm.
By the way, my top 5 is 3 bands.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, is that it's 4 bands. Morgan Wallen. Last night, and the reason that is probably the top song is because we would just go to his channel. That'd be the first song
that they play. Yeah,
and every time. Yeah, and so like I'm looking at this, I'm like, well, it's not really the what, you know, it's not like I said, ooh, this song is the one I want to hear.
Right.
Whatever.
So number 5 was Morgan Wallen.
Yeah.
Number 5 is Miracle by A Day to Remember.
Okay.
63 plays. Now, there's a huge disparity between my number 5 song and my number 1 song.
Oh, got it.
Huge. Almost double.
I don't doubt it, and I'll tell you why as well for mine. But,
okay.
All right, what was your 4?
Find a Way by Those Damn Crows.
Okay, mine was 6 Feet Under by Smash Into Pieces.
Okay. You really like that song. And then they did the acoustic version with Citizen Soldier with Jake. That was a good song. For me, the number 3 song was Legends Never Die by Bad Wolves.
Oh, it's a good one.
I've listened to it 70 times.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's only been out a couple months.
Recent, right. Right.
Yeah, so I've listened to it a lot.
Number 3 for me, which was Up in Flames by Red Means Run.
Okay.
And I was a little surprised by that.
The collective group listening just went,
Yeah. Yeah.
Number 2 for me was Takedown by Those Damn Crows. Again, 90 plays. Doesn't seem like a lot. Like 90 doesn't seem like a lot, but then again, if you listen to it 90 times in a row, it seems like a lot.
Yeah.
That was my number 2.
90 in a row. That'd be aggressive.
Yeah, probably.
Number 2 for me was All Eyes on You, Smash Into Pieces.
Oh, wow. You really listen to those guys.
I'm telling you. So my girlfriend also likes Smash Into Pieces, and she was like, let's play it.
Is she going to go?
She's going to go.
Okay. You got to get her a ticket.
I know.
I got 3.
You're good.
Sorry.
Well, no.
What was your number 1?
It was Second Chance by Shinedown, and the reason being,
seriously,
the reason being is because when I hit Shinedown, because there's a lot of times where I'm like, I just want to hear Shinedown. There are 4.
Is that after you screw up so many times you have to play that for your girlfriend?
Well, Hold on. There's 4 different versions that they've come out with Second Chance, and that's why it's light in my playlist.
Plus, you probably have it on a Shinedown playlist.
That's all it is,
and it's one of the first ones they play.
Well, hold on, it's we go back to people playing only what they like. I go to my liked songs of Shinedown, not their playlist, their liked songs of Shinedown, and it only plays the ones from Shinedown that I've liked. So because there's four different ones in there, that skews the numbers.
Okay.
I wish I had the amount of total times that I've played it. What is yours, though? And why is it double?
That's a good. So I'm gonna pull it. I'm gonna pull it up on my TikTok, on my TikTok, because I think I have it. I think I played it on mine. Give me 1 second. Nope, that wasn't it.
Yours did. Yours. Your list does include how many genres, right? Or no?
It does. Well, what do you mean?
Well, so for
yes,
me,
yeah. Okay. So metal was number one for me.
Okay,
but obviously that was Bad Wolves. So it made sense that. What are you doing? Are you playing footsie?
No, I just want to make sure we're not playing footsie.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get. I have it on my. TikTok.
You're like that guy at the party that is just ripping through songs. Yeah, like, I'm going to get to it. It's good.
That's me. Here we go. This is the acoustic version. This is my number one. Played it 108 times.
Wow.
That's not even a third of the year. This version of it. Yeah. This is what I recorded when a year ago, December, last week, we went and saw them at the Chicago Theater. So it's Resentment, A Day to Remember.
This was a really good concert.
It's a really fucking good concert. I really enjoyed it. So they are my number one. And I could believe it because I've listened to that song, well, 108 times.
108 times, actually.
But I've listened to that song, like, just incessantly. I was obsessed with it. And the video, and that's not even how many times I think I've listened to it this year.
I listened to it
on YouTube.
Right.
Probably another 50 times because I watched the video. So, I mean, that was by far, I would have to say, was not a surprise whatsoever to me that it was my number one song.
That makes sense.
So, that is my songs. Now, what else did we have? We have albums. Did you do albums?
Hold on.
Well, no. You're only going to have top five anyway, so yeah. I'll go through my top 15 albums. Which interesting, my albums didn't match my songs and artists. It's kind of weird.
Oh,
it doesn't match hardly. I mean, it does, but not a lot.
My guess is because you probably listened to more songs from that album, right? So you stayed on that album.
So I listened through the whole album because I wanted to see what else that album had, whether it's a new artist or whatever.
Right.
So my number one song came off my 14th most listened to album, ironically.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a weird dichotomy, but by the way, there's your 25-cent word of the day. And if you don't know what it is, look it up. 15 was The Strip Sessions by Wage War.
Okay.
Which I'm surprised Wage War wasn't in my top 15, to be honest with you. I listened to them a lot.
I was just going to say the amount of times that you
Circle of Drain, I've listened to 1,000 times, I felt like. But, I mean, I listened to it like 4 times the other day alone. A Day to Remember is You're Welcome, which is what Resentment is off of,
yep.
That album. 13. Now, my number 13 album... Again, it's an artist that most people have never heard of, but I got introduced to them through Those Damn Crows. It's a band called Mason Hill. They're out of the UK. The album is called Against the Wall, and it's a fantastic album. 30 Seconds to Mars was my 13, or my 12, rather. It's The End of the World, which is a fairly new album. So it just tells you how much I've listened to over the summer. A lot of these are over the summer as I'm working outside and everything. The Word Alive, Hard Reset, was number 11. 10, now this is no surprise because the Illenium, Motionless and White Song and then Sign of the Times comes off this album, Scoring the End of the World by Motionless and White. It was my number 10. Royal Lynn, number 9, but it was her single. So I played her song, what, it said like 50 times or whatever. It was all just that single off the EP, you know, not even an EP, but it considered it an album.
Okay.
Dorothy. Was number 8, Gifts from the Holy Spirit.
I'm kind of surprised Dorothy didn't pop up in mine. I bet she was in my top 10 because we ripped
top 15 for you.
Yeah, we ripped through a lot of her songs.
Any Given Sin, The War Within, we saw them in again, a lot of these are concerts that we went to
this
year, so I listened to all the album because I knew the songs were going to be coming up. Number 6 was Holding Absence, which you didn't go to, Bree went to.
Right.
But we're going to see them again in February, March. I think it's February 7th at the Bottom Lounge.
Oh.
What's your number five?
Nope.
You don't have it?
Nope.
You don't have it. Okay. Top album was Dayseeker, number five.
Okay.
Dayseeker for me. Again, we saw them in concert. We drove to Iowa. That sucked.
It did suck.
Oh, my God. Dark Sun is the album. Number four. Now, here's where it makes sense that my top five, a little bit, was my top five. Now, this is going to be funny. They weren't in my top 15, but they were in my top three albums. So number four was Nothing But Thieves, Dead Club City.
Okay.
Number three was Shinedown's Leave a Whisper.
Oh, really?
Top album.
Well, you went back and just listened, pounded that album.
I just, because it's 20 years.
Yeah.
So I got a shirt, the 20 years, I got the hat, I listened to the album. So number 15 artist was Sleep Theory, but number two album was Paper Hearts, which is their EP album that just came out.
Okay.
So I've listened to it that much.
That makes sense.
And then, of course, the number one band that I listened to was the number one album I listened to, which is Die About It by Bad Wolves.
That makes sense.
I've listened to the album 208 times.
Oh, my God. Yes. The whole thing.
The whole album. 208 times.
That's two-thirds.
Crazy, isn't it? I listened to 396 albums, and 208 plays were Die About It. So my top genres were pop rock 5, alternative 4, hard rock 3, rock 2, metal 1.
Here, let me see this. Did you? Why doesn't mine say?
Because you don't have Apple. Because you're lightweight. You do Spotify. So that's it. That's the list. Now, let's review. Does it for you? Does yours make sense?
It does. It does. I mean,
the numbers don't lie, right?
Well, but where it makes sense specifically is because of the concerts that we saw, and that drove a lot of the music and albums that I listened to. And the reason why, now that you say that, of course, now that I'm thinking about it with the amount of minutes, the amount of different songs, and the different amount of genres, is because I've been redoing my entire house. So I just have that sucker plugged in and playing music on the Bluetooth for 8 to 12 hours a day.
Are there artists that surprised you weren't on your list?
Yeah. I mean, Dorothy would be one of them, just because of how much you and I listen to her, how much my girlfriend loves Dorothy. Mm. And so then when we did the interview with her, if you haven't checked it out, go ahead and check it out.
Dorothy. Shout out to Dorothy.
She's got great stuff.
She opened for Beartooth and Disturbed when we went to Milwaukee and saw them. And
you saw them at the Fiserv?
We did.
So
yeah,
you were there last night. Last night I went to go.
I went to go see the Bucks. The
table almost flipped over. Oh my God! Holy shit! I almost ate the microphone. Thank you very much.
I just tried to back up because I was. Never mind.
Uh-huh. Anyway. Okay, so
technical difficulty.
Went there last night to go see the Bucks versus Orlando game.
Yeah,
NBA for anyone that doesn't know who that is. And I was like, "This is a gorgeous stadium." I would definitely.
Your first time there?
That was my first time there. Oh, wow. I've only been in the Bradley Center.
So we saw Shinedown and Disturbed a week apart.
And should have
been there three or four times.
Should have gone.
You know, this year. It's a great venue.
It's gorgeous.
So Disturbed wasn't even in my top 15, which I was very surprised. I listened to them a lot. So I went through my playlist that I listen to all the time. And here's some of the bands that were not on my top 15 that I'm very surprised are not on there, because I feel like I listen to them all the time.
Yeah.
Five Finger Death Punch.
Okay.
I feel like I listen to them a lot. A band called Paris, P-V-R-I-S, Paris.
You love them.
I do. And I have bought tickets to two of their shows. I
haven't gone.
One got delayed by COVID, and then they finally played, and I couldn't go. Okay. And then I bought tickets in St. Louis this year, and I got the meet and greets, and I couldn't go for whatever reason. So I don't know if I'm going to try it a third time, but there.
If you don't go the third time, you can't buy tickets anymore.
Can't go anymore.
But I think you can buy one more time.
I really love that band. Red Sun Rising, which is The Violent,
right,
which I'm surprised because I listen to them a lot. Then if you scroll down, like I'm just scrolling through them right now, but go ahead.
So what I was going to say is
Pop Evil. There's another one.
I think the reason why, like you're looking through your list that you typically listen to probably often, right?
Every day.
So my guess is when you open the app, and you click on the
it plays your it plays your most listened to first.
I bet that's what it does. And so now you're just stacking up those plays.
Right.
Or if you open it and then you scroll and you see one that you typically like, you just click it.
Or you hit shuffle again.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably true. From Ashes to New, that's another one. We just went and saw them with A Word Alive, yep, with a band called, or a guy, I don't know if it's a band or a guy, called Echo, E-K-O-H. He's kind of like a...
Is it good?
Kind of like a poor man's Eminem. He's pretty good. Huh. I'll admit, he was pretty good. So it was them. It was The Word Alive. It was Catch Your Breath, which they're way more polished than when we saw them.
Oh, yeah, really?
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
Do you think it was just a back-to-back something?
I don't know. I wasn't really... So we saw him at the Rave in Milwaukee, and I'm not a big fan of that venue. I don't know. We were downstairs in the small venue for that show.
I think that's the Eagles Ballroom, isn't it? Or is it the Eagles Ballroom's the big one?
So there's like three... There's either three or four venues there. So it's the first floor, which is kind of like a bottom lounge.
Yeah.
But there's so many pillars in the way, it's hard to see the stage.
Right.
They got bars everywhere. They got a bar in the back. They got a bar on the side. They got a bar on the other side. I mean, there's bars everywhere. The merch table's way to the left of the stage. And then there's this huge area that's just nothing. And then the stage is all the way to the right.
Okay.
So it imagine being in a bedroom, like just a large room, and you're looking at the wall opposite you, and the stage is all the way over to the right. It's not even in the middle. It's all the way over to the right.
That's
and
weird. It's like a corner.
It's bizarre. Yeah, corner? It's like a corner thing. Mm. And it's very small, since the stage is raised, so you can see the band. But it feels like the ceiling is right above their head. I mean, if they're jumping, there's not a lot of room.
Okay.
Yeah, you can probably hit your head on the lights.
Well, you could.
Well, I could, certainly. Do you know that if you're over 6'3", you're in the 1% of all men in America?
I did not know that. No. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm a 1%er, pal. How tall are you?
6'1".
You're not in the 1%.
Not in the 1%.
Sorry, buddy. I'm going to get myself a t-shirt that says I'm in the 1%.
Height.
I'm just not a fan. So you walk up the stairs, you walk up two flights of stairs, and then there's another venue that has a big stage and a second level that you can overlook, and it would have been perfect for that venue because there was so many people there.
Sure.
And then there's the Eagles Ballroom, which is way too big for what they were.
Yeah.
We saw, who did we see there? It was
Theory?
Asking Alexandria.
Oh, okay.
And it was packed. There was a lot of people there. And we're going to see them again at Hogfest. So in Milwaukee at MySurf.
Do you remember who's playing this year or this upcoming year?
I do. Stained, Asking Alexandria, a few others. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Dayseeker, and there's one more. But yeah, it's going to be a good show. It's going to be a real good show.
Okay.
And then, let's see, wrap this up pretty quick here. So Sleep Theory is in there. I Prevail is not, I listen to I Prevail a lot, and they were not in my top 15.
Okay.
So there was a few surprises for me. I was surprised Nickelback wasn't higher.
That surprises me for you.
What I would be interested to see what my 2022 and 2023 numbers were. I didn't do it for 2022, but I would be interested to see if they were similar. I would think that they were very different because of the concerts, again, because of the concerts that we went to.
Well, the route you're going to go see the same people this year that you saw last year.
Not necessarily. So we're already scheduled to go to 12.
Oh, Jesus.
For next year. Yeah. And we did 23. First of all, Brie went to more than I did, which I didn't think that was possible.
No.
I did 23 concerts in 23. So 23 and 23. I think Brie did 27.
Jeez.
You didn't even do near that.
No.
You did a handful.
10 at most.
You're such a lightweight.
7. I think you did 7.
Yes. So we've got 12 already scheduled on the books for 20.
I'm going to 24. Two of those.
Ooh. Big man. Wait, let me put my glasses back on.
No, those are specifically I have said yes to.
Oh, crap, my glasses.
Yeah.
Watch the TikTok. You'll understand that. We've got 12, and I'm sure it's going to be a lot more than that. I'm sure we're going to be in the 20s.
Yeah.
Because that's just what's been announced so far.
Right.
And that's no festivals. I shouldn't say first of all, because it's the end of the podcast, but Nickelback is going to do country festivals next year.
Yeah.
They're doing a few country festivals. They're doing Country Thunder up in Wisconsin, which is a big one.
Would you go?
My wife wants to go see them. And I said, no.
You can stand in the back.
No. It rains every year at Country Thunder. every year. It is a puddle of
100%. Yes. Mess. Yes.
Second of all, the parking sucks.
It does.
Third, if you're just going for the day, you gotta park so far away and walk. And
what do you?
By the time you
can't walk?
No, I can walk. I'm okay. Just saying, but you're gonna be standing way in the back because the people who are there every day have the good seats up front. And you know me, I'm a concert snob. If I can't sit in the pavilion or I can't sit up close and get decent seats, why go?
Well, so they changed how they do the seating up there. It's not just a big puddle of people. There's actual seats now.
No, I get it.
Okay.
I get it. And one of the guys that works with me, whatever works for our company, him and his girlfriend go every year, and she's got a bunch of tickets. And he was like, well, maybe I can get you. I go, don't worry about it. I'm not going to go. That is not my deal. I'm not a huge country fan. I'll listen to some country.
If he says, Rich,
no,
I can't. I can't give these tickets away. Do you want to go for free?
No.
You tell him.
I will give them to you.
You tell me. I will go.
You go.
The traffic's
garbage.
Because
I know they're gonna announce more dates, and I'll just go to wherever they are.
That makes sense.
Sit in a seat.
Makes sense.
I'm old. Fucking old. I gotta have my I gotta have a place to sit.
Yeah.
And it's more enjoyable, by the way. Because when we were standing at the rave, right?
Oh,
and it's 3.5 hours. And my leg, and by the way, I was just getting over my back going out on me, right?
Yeah.
So it was still sore. I mean, it's better now.
Yeah.
It's been almost a month. And so it's better now. But
you know what?
That was a week ago. We went a week ago. Yeah. It's 9 days ago, 10 days ago. Standing for 3.5 hours. My leg hurt. My legs hurt. My back hurt. My neck hurt. I'm just from standing there.
Listen, I'm going to tell you right now, if you want to stand, you will stand just like you did at Nickelback. Okay. I was sitting way more than you were at that concert. I was chilling on the grass. It was a gorgeous night.
Because you went up there and you were like, hey, all you people behind me, go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself. Yeah.
And I just sat my ass down right in the front. That's what you did. And all those people behind you were like, what a fucking
this
dick.
Guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they said.
And what'd you have to do? You stood the whole time, didn't you?
You paid a lot less for your tickets than I did.
Sure did.
I paid, what did I tell you? For three tickets, I paid like $500 and something.
Yeah, those taxes.
You paid
taxes.
Like, what, $49.95?
Yeah, yeah, it was.
a
good time.
Yeah, no, it was a good time. And, but, you know, you get up close and there's benefits.
I know.
There's certainly benefits. If it rained, you'd have been fucked.
I'd have sat in a car.
Yeah, you would have.
I would have snuck up.
Because you wouldn't have been able to sit on the lawn.
No.
Not in the rain.
No.
No, sir. Have you ever been to that venue in the rain?
Yeah.
It sucks.
Wait. I think I already told the story. I'll just recap it real quick.
Okay.
Last time I was there, to see Nickelback, it was raining. I had everybody's ticket because back then that's when we had tickets. Mm-hmm. And they were all going to throw them away when we walked in.
How old are you? I'm old. Like, I'm standing at Carson Peary Scott, old, or Lord and Taylor, old, standing outside of the Ticketmaster office at 5 a.m. to get in line to get my tickets at 10 a.m. when they opened. Old.
I'm not
that
old.
That's how old I am.
I'm not that old. My dad is that old, and I did go with him once.
My dad, Jesus. But that's how old I am. I remember standing for tickets for Def Leppard.
Yeah.
To go see them in 1991. 1991.
Wow.
At the Rosemont Horizon in Chicago.
Yeah.
And they played in the round. On the Adrenalize tour, and we got first row balcony, and they called them mezzanine at that time, and they were awesome.
That's how old you are. They used to call
that's
it the mezzanine.
How old I am. They used to call them the mezzanine.
But that was the thing at that concert. I had all the tickets. I went to one of the guys. There was a big crowd around him, and he goes, "Hey, I'm taking anybody's lawn seat ticket, and I'll give you another ticket up front in the pavilion because not many people showed up because it was raining." And so anybody who had tickets could trade them in. Well, I had 13 tickets. So I grabbed everybody's ticket at the time, had them in my back pocket, and I go, I've got them right here. And he goes, how many do you need? I go, 13. He goes, are you serious? He goes, why do you have that many tickets? I go, everybody was going to throw their tickets away. So then when I walked back to my friend group, I was like, hey, guys, we're not sitting here. They're like, what are you talking about? Because they had all gotten a beer to stand underneath the pavilion while I was starting to drizzle. I go, our seats are up there. And we went and sat like row 12 on the side for Nickelback. It was awesome. Wow. Didn't get rained on. So I agree. I'd have been pissed.
Yep.
And I would have sat in the car.
Yep. And if we and for 30 seconds to Mars, we better hope it doesn't rain because there's no pavilion.
We're not going. We're not going. We're not going. We're not going if it's raining.
No, we're going if it's raining. Because
he's not going to perform.
You don't think so?
No.
You don't think his long haired flow is going to not survive that rain?
So the pavilion.
Did you watch the F1 opening? I told you they did the F1 opening.
Did you watch it? I didn't watch it, but okay. It's on the list.
Go back and watch it.
Okay.
Because you asked me about that, and I said, yeah. I said they opened, Jared and his brother opened. They were the very first band that came out.
You said they were Vegas awesome.
F1. They were. I mean, look, there are some bands that walk out and they do, you know, two or three songs or whatever for an opening of whatever event it is.
Yeah.
And you just know that they're really, really good at what they do because it's just effortless, right? Like a Justin Timberlake. He opened for Fontainebleau, the new casino in Vegas a couple weeks ago, whatever it was. And he just did he was in a tuxedo, white jacket, and he did the suit and tie, and he did, Bringing Sexy Back and Cry Me a River and whatever, and they paid him a shit ton of money, like $3 million or some ridiculous amount of money to be there to do this little show.
He brought all the people there.
And he brought all the sexy back. And you see what I did there?
Yeah.
And so guys like that just walk on stage, and they're good at what they do.
Yeah.
Jared Leto's good at what he does.
I believe it.
And he and his brother just they killed it. And you go watch it.
I will.
That's all I can tell you.
I will.
The energy that they brought was pretty cool.
But there is nothing there to hide underneath if it starts raining.
No, there's not.
We'll figure it out. As time comes on.
The view is beautiful.
It's gorgeous. We'll have some pictures.
Yeah, it's going to be a good show. All right. So that was our recap of what we listened to this year.
Yeah.
People are like, oh, you fucking losers. But we do a lot of concerts and we do a lot of interviews and we have to prep for those. I have a feeling next year's is going to be
similar.
I think it's going to be different because we listened to a lot this year to prepare for some of the stuff that we did. And I'm going to try to get to some concerts that I haven't seen. Like I didn't see Dayseeker.
Oh.
I saw him this year.
Yeah.
That's why that album is probably so high on the list because I wanted to prepare for going to see them in concert. So some of the ones that we're going to see next year, I think it's going to change that list.
But, cool.
Anything else?
No.
All right. Hey,
thanks, guys.
Remember, play it loud, listen, rock, repeat. I never do that at the end of the...
No.
Right? I mean, I know that's our tagline, listen, rock, repeat, but I usually just say goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.